This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Republicans' Dilemma. Can fear and hate alone win an election? Having just returned from Euroworld, I have to admit that I was surprised I wasn't asked more questions about Donald Trump. During George W.'s time, the questions were endless and strident. War does that to people. Folks brought up Trump for sure, but mostly with a smile on their face, not taking him seriously, though that would be a mistake. In some ways, not so much frightened by him as they were by Bush, but more amused at what they saw as America's embarrassment at the hands of the crazy uncle coming out of the closet after the dignity, regardless of any disappointments with Obama. Now that I'm back and parsing the recent Republican National Convention, I have to ask myself, can fear and hate alone win an election? The answer is, of course, yes, but we've never seen ourselves as pre-war Germany or Bosnia or Rwanda or modern Poland or Turkey after the recent coup. So it's a stretch. Even jaded observers like myself keep repeating a mantra to ourselves that it can't happen here. But in some ways, that's channeling our inner Pollyanna, because it is happening here at the state level in places like Arizona, Kansas, and way too much of Texas. There's also something that's been in the water in Wisconsin in recent years that makes you wonder, what happened to that bastion of liberalism and labor strength? Hillary Clinton, to her credit, is still holding the line against hate, trying to position her candidacy in the Democratic Party as a more inclusive alternative for a wider demographic in the U.S. There's certainly polarity. I can't remember reading a poll like the recent one by the Wall Street Journal where a presidential candidate, in this case Trump, literally polled zero among African Americans. Needless to say, all this talk about building an even bigger wall between the U.S. and Mexico has not helped his numbers get higher among Latinos either. Talking to Randy Cunningham, a veteran community and tenant organizer and longtime activist in Cleveland on Wage World, was inspiring to hear about the success of people's nonviolent attempts to have their voices heard by the Republicans in Cleveland over the last week. The Wall Off Trump action, put together by unions and progressive organizations from the Working Families Party to Chicago's La Gente and our old friends at the Ruckus Society, he described as very effective and lots of fun. The opening action on Monday that he and a large coalition put together pulled more than 1,500 and perhaps 2,000, and despite the fear-mongering by the Trump team that there would be blood in the streets of Cleveland, he described the event as the largest action in Cleveland since the late 1970s and early 1980s. More positively, he believed that there may be an unexpected legacy of the RNC hate and fear-mongering in Cleveland this week, and that is a resurgence of organizing and action in Cleveland. Let's hope that might be the result nationally of this fear and hate campaign. Trump thus far has no program other than vote for me. Clinton is matching the fear factor, reportedly, with a vice presidential partner who will have some credibility there. She's still lacking a bit in what Sarah Palin famously called the Hopi thing that, for all of the derision, actually has been winning recent presidential election. The one thing that's certain, this is going to be a frightening several months until November. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.